AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Terrorism and climate change, the issues that top the agenda at the G7 summit in Germany. President Obama is huddling with U.S. allies, Britain, France, Germany, Italy, Canada, and Japan. Our Julie Pace is overseas, where all seven nations are searching for a common stand on climate change.
It's a big priority for German Chancellor Angela Merkel, who's the host of this summit, and they're trying to get the G7 countries to get united behind a common plan heading into a climate summit in Paris at the end of this year.
Chancellor Merkel wants agreement on eventually moving away from the use of carbon-based fossil fuels. Still no sign of two killers on the loose after they broke out of a maximum security prison in Dannemora, New York, near the Canadian border. Governor Andrew Cuomo.
These are killers. They are murderers. There's never been a question about the crime they committed. They are now on the loose, and our first order of business is to apprehend them.
Still not clear how the men managed to get power tools and cut through steel walls and pipes to break out of the prison. Trouble outside a big hip-hop concert at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey. Some in the crowd were trying to get in without tickets. Some people were throwing bottles at police, who later used tear gas to try to disperse the crowd. Our Josh Cornfield.
As the problems were happening outside, you could hear they were using alarms, high-powered, loud noises to try to get the crowd to disperse. But the concert itself inside continued.
No word on how many people were arrested. A United Airlines plane carrying more than 70 people skidded off a runway in Buffalo while landing last night. The plane landed on a slick runway and skidded about 300 feet into the grass in what they call a safety area. No injuries are reported. Authorities are investigating. This is AP Radio News. The Cavaliers took Game 2 from the Warriors in overtime to even the NBA Finals Series 1-1. Here's our Ryan Leong.
LeBron James had a triple-double, scoring 36 points with 16 rebounds and 11 assists as the Cavaliers outlasted the Warriors in overtime 95-93. Matthew Dellavedova filled in at point guard for the injured Kyrie Irving and scored 9 points all in the fourth quarter. Timothy Mozgov added 17 points and 11 boards. The Warriors with 34 points from Klay Thompson, but Stephen Curry only 5 of 23 from the field, scoring 19 points. It's the first time in NBA Finals history that games 1 and 2 were decided in overtime. Ryan Leong, Oakland.
And the 2015 Tony Award-winning Best Musical is Fun Home. It beat out The Lush, An American in Paris, The Silly, Something Rotten, and The Chilly, The Visit. Best play was The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.